This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House press secretary said what happens to Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny in Russia's custody is the responsibility of the Russian government, and the world will hold them accountable. Russia's penitentiary service said Monday it was transferring the ailing Kremlin critic to the prison hospital, as the EU warned it would hold Moscow responsible for the state of his health. Navalny launched a hunger strike 3 weeks ago, and his private doctors warned over the weekend he could pass away at any minute. Russia jailed Navalny for 2.5 years in February for parole violations Navalny said were fabricated. During a television interview with the BBC, Russia's ambassador to Britain said Navalny will not be allowed to die in prison and accused him of attention-seeking. Jurors in the U.S. state of Minnesota are hearing closing arguments from the defense at this hour in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd. A prosecutor told jurors to, quote, believe your eyes, end quote, as he replayed video of Floyd's death last May beneath Chauvin's knee. After hearing final arguments from each side, the jurors will be isolated until they reach a verdict. Prosecutors argued that Chauvin, who is white, caused the death of the black man by kneeling on his neck. Bystander video of the police response last May sparked widespread protests in the United States and other parts of the world against police brutality and racial inequality. Facebook said Monday it will remove content that praises, celebrates, or mocks George Floyd's death as it prepares for an expected verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. The company said it is looking for potential threats on both Facebook and Instagram to protect peaceful protests and will limit content that could lead to civil